what's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
So let's chop, chop, cheerio, and read this week's draft pick, shall we? With the number one pick, Old Southern Select picks Paula Deen. Old Southern. Now, Paula Deen racial slurs has put her in a fried pickle, y'all. Although she's done everything to apologize but cried tears of melted butter. Even her sponsors, who once regarded Paula as their etouffee, are now referring to her as a jambalaya. She lost so many sponsors this week, I didn't even know she had them until I heard she lost them.
Me too.
She's losing sponsors that's not even sponsoring her. I even heard AARP want their card back. Y'all, did y'all hear that? No, just me. Did y'all hear that she asked Jesse Jackson for his help?
Yeah.
Yep, no joke there. But Paula Deen reached out and begged for Jesse help. She called Jesse up and was like, "Negro, please!" I don't know, Paula Deen. I don't know about that, Paula Deen. You know, Jesse's our man and all right. But I think she should have went with Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, Jesse is more like FUBU and Sharpton's like Sean John. It's like, do I take Boom Phones or Ciroc? I don't know. With the number two pick, the Massachusetts Correctional Facility Select, Aaron Hernandez. Formerly of the New England Patriots and formerly a tight end. Oh, that will change. Hernandez has been charged with murder this week, and now he can play football in jail for the next 40 years. With the number three pick, Joe's Marble Select, Sybil Wilkes.
Sybil Wilkes.
Really?
Sybil, this week you said joke and lie to you. He can lie to you?
Yeah, I did say that, Hug. You're right.
So as long as the brother putting his lies in a musical arrangement, that's okay with you?
Sometimes it works, Hug. Yeah.
I need to try that shiggity. That's what you call murdering the hit.
Yes, sir.
With the number four pick, the movie The Django. I said The Django.
Yeah.
They select Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. That's the Django. He's the Django. For comparing affirmative action to slavery.
Yeah.
Even though he's benefited from affirmative action programs and complained about it later. He said his Yale law degree didn't help him like it did his white classmates. I know I'm not supposed to use the N-word, but that's one bitter nitwit. Well, he's been drinking his own Coca-Cola. He's Samuel L. Jackson character in the movie Django.
He is, Steven. Mm-hmm.
With the last pick of the draft, the Florida Door Company select Don Knock Knock West, George Zimmerman, defensive attorney. You are the Bama of the week.